श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्येश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय गोप्यः किमाचरदयं कुशलं स्म वेणुः गोप्यः किमाचरदयं कुशलं स्म वेणुः दामोदराधर सुधामपि गोपिकानां भुङ्क्ते स्वयं जदवशिष्टरसं हृदिन्या हृष्या त्वचोऽश्रुमुमुचुस्तरवो यथार्यः
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis for whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the fruit, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body.
Asruhumumuchu jatha arya kulvriddha swavanse bhagavat sevakam drishtva hrishyatvacho asruhumunchanti tadvatiti. गोपानां भाग्यं वेणुरपि भाग्यं किं वक्तव्यमिति महाभावस्फुरत उन्मादतया मिथ्याकल्पनापूर्वकं शीर्ष्याभिलाषम् आहु गोप्य इति.
सो इन दिस श्लोक श्री राधारानी इज सेइंग about the flute to all her other sakhis like Lalita, Vishakha and others. Oh my dear gopis, gopyaha, here she's not saying sakhis, she's saying gopis. And then she's saying what auspicious activity has this flute performed? What auspicious activity has this flute performed that it is able to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips, which is actually meant for us, and it is just leaving only a taste for us? Sripadjiva Goswami says that the gopis have Mahabhav Prem in them. And Radharani's prem is the topmost of all of them. As a result of this prem, this unmad is exhibited due to this Mahabhav prem. And because of the result of this unmad being exhibited, the gopis are feeling envious towards even a non-living entity like the flute. and they are having false feelings that the flute is drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips, which is actually their property. Radharani says that some people steal others' property, but this flute steals our property by challenging us loudly. Hey gopis, if you want to drink the nectar of Krishna's lips, then give up all your shyness and religion and all the rules of the society and come here and take this nectar, or else I am not afraid of you all, or I am not afraid of anyone. I will continue to drink this nectar. I consider you gopis a bit, because you also have the right on this nectar. But as for others, I consider them like a blade of grass. So you gopis, if you want, come. Give up all your shyness and religion, abandon all your duties and come. Otherwise, I will continue to drink. In this way, Radharani is saying, this is the way this flute is stealing our property by challenging us so loudly in this way. Shripad Sanatan Goswami says that what to speak of the fortune of the Sakhas, just look at the fortune of this rasless bamboo who has no rasa in it. Shripad Sanatan Goswami is saying, the words Venu, Murali, Bansuri, etc. are all used for the flute. In Sanskrit, Dhara means wife. And Dhara also means... No, in Sanskrit, Dhar means wife. Dhara also means wife. Dhar means wife, Dhara also means wife. Similarly, Vamsi, Venu, Murali all stands for female gender. But actually, the Vamsi, Venu, Murali, they're neither female nor male, but in the Indian language, when they are mentioned, they are talked in a female, as though they stand for female gender. So, but Radharani is having the bhav that this flute is a male. So she's saying that this flute, even after being a male, is drinking that which we females are supposed to drink. So she's thinking, oh, why did I and why did all of you sakis take birth as a gopi? Why did we not take birth as a bamboo? What austerity has this flute done? It is always in the hands of Krishna. It's always on his lips, or it's either on his hips. You see, it's never away from him. Shripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is saying that Radharani is saying, what austerity did this flute do? What charity did it do? To whom did it give this charity? What sacrifices did it do? Then we all will also do the same. The bamboo has no ras, ni ras. It has no fruits, no flower. Still, what austerity did it do? In this birth, he has done nothing. Maybe in his previous birth, he was a human. And maybe he did something. Please find out, so that we can also do the same. And we can also achieve this fortune of drinking the nectar of Shyamasundar's lips. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad's comments about Radharani speaking. Now, why is the word Damodar used, not any other name? Damodara Dharamratam. Shripad Sanatana Goswami Pad says, the Damodar word has the name Radha hidden in it, like Radha Damodar. Also, it shows the love that Yashoda Maya had, by which she could tie him up. Also, Radha had also tied up Krishna with flower garland. So, it stands for Radha's Damodar. So, this is a hidden bhav. If Radharani would have said that Krishna's lips are meant for females only, it would have been wrong. She didn't use the word females, because females are there even on the earthly planet, on the heavenly planets, and everywhere. It's not meant for females. It's meant only for the gopis alone. That is why here in this shloka, Radharani is saying that it is meant for the gopis alone. Damodaradhara sudham api gopikanam. It belongs to the gopis. Radharani continues to say, this Shyamasundar never goes against the flute. He is always on his side. Sometimes Radharani finds no fault with the flute and puts all the blame on Krishna like this. It is Krishna who is constantly keeping the flute on his lips. He could keep it on his waist or he could keep it in his hands. Why lips? He wants to enjoy the flute. In this way, Radharani blames Krishna. Radharani is saying, this flute drinks the nectar without leaving even a drop for us. We get only a taste of his lips. That's all the flute leaves for us. Not one drop, just taste. We are getting the remnants of 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 the flute of Krishna's Adharamrit. Radharani is complaining like this. Sripad Sridhar Goswami says that the lotus is a false reasoning of the rivers. In the shloka, it is being mentioned about lotus in the rivers, like hair standing. Actually, the rivers are having their hair standing in front of, standing in the form of these lotuses due to the happiness they derived by thinking themselves to be the mother of the bamboo. Even the trees are feeling jubilant, thinking that in our lineage, we have such a high-grade devotee like the bamboo flute. And therefore, the trees are shedding tears of pleasure in the form of honey, sap. When Krishna plays in the rivers, his Adharamrit gets mixed in the waters. And the trees drink this Adharamrit from the water. And in their lineage, such a devotee has been born who is constantly drinking that Adharamrit. Imagine how happy the trees feel. And he's constantly drinking the leftovers of the gopis' rus, which the gopis have drunk and left. This is how the trees are feeling. And drinking that little leftover, it is so jubilantly singing aloud. The flute is so happy that it's jubilantly singing aloud. So this is another bhav for this verse. All the rivers of Braj have the nectar of Krishna's lips. The trees drink that nectar. And just like the forefathers are filled with happiness when a great devotee takes birth in their lineage, similarly the trees are filled with jubilation when such a bamboo has taken birth in their lineage. Hearing this shloka from the lips of Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the meaning of this shloka with madness. He explains that these Vrajendra Nandana will... This Vrajendra Nandana will definitely marry the ladies of Vraj. The way they look at him without any shyness, and he too comes and tells him, I have asked an astrologer whom will I get married and he took your name. He would just walk up to anyone and tell this. In this way, he would tell them directly such naughty things, or he would also tell them through his flute. Hence, the gopis have full faith that Krishna's Adharamrit is their own property. But today, look, the same Adharamrit, which is our property, today we are getting it through another person, the flute. What austerity, in which holy place, and what charity, what mantra jap did this flute do in this life or in the earlier life? Krishna's Adharamrit is such that even Amrit or nectar has no place in front of it. And that very nectar for which we are keeping ourselves alive, that very nectar is being drunk by this Purush, male, the flute. That nectar which this flute has no adhikar, no right. And it is drinking that nectar. And after drinking that too, after drinking it is challenging us in such loud voice. And great people are drinking the uchisht of this flute. Manasaganga and Kalindi are all Bhuvana Pavana, deliverers of the entire universe. In spite of being Bhuvana Pavana Nadi, they are still drinking the uchishta, remnants of this flute. When Krishna plays in the rivers, the nectar of his lips gets mixed in the waters. So in this way, they are drinking the remnants of the flute. What to speak of the rivers? Even the trees who are living on the banks of these rivers are drinking the remnants of the flute. And they are becoming jubilant. And they are oozing out sap from their trunks as the signs of tears of happiness. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained on this shloka to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, and he became ecstatic. Now, we heard all these explanations in Sanskrit and Hindi. We are sitting here in Braj, and my desire is to hear this in Brajavasi language. Radha, Krishna, Gopas, Gopis, they all talk in Braj Bhasha. Let me sing a pad in Braj Bhasha by Surdasi, where the Gopis are blaming the flute, and the flute is replying to them.
ग्वालिनी तुम कतउ रहन देहु, ग्वालिनी तुम कतउ रहन देहु।
Hey gopis, the flute is saying, hey gopis, why are you blaming me? What wrong am I doing? If I am drinking Krishna's Adramrit, then I have definitely done something to drink it. Is it not? Why are you blaming me that I have no right to drink and I am forcibly drinking it, etc.? Why are you blaming me?
श्याम सुंदर को जही दुख जुरयो सनेहु, ग्वालिनी तुम कतउ रहन देहु।
Go ask श्याम सुंदर that after facing how much of distress I have received this love from him, after how much of distress I have got his association, after how much of austerities, how much of miseries, you go and ask Shyam Sundar himself. Why are you blaming me? After how much of distress, miseries I have received this love from him, after so much of troubles I have got him.
भई विरत चित तजो गाम गुन गे।
Do you know from when I am विरक्त, detached? Right from birth I am विरक्त from my family.
बांस वास्तव में जन्म लेता है तो अकेले ऐसे बढ़ता है ना?
Bamboo takes birth and then grows alone. So you see, right from birth I'm detached from my family. I never had any attachment to my family. Right from my birth I'm a separate. I left my village, I left my Brahman thread, twice born thread, everything. What it means is when bamboo takes birth, it stands all alone. Saying if I have any leaves, etc., I have not accepted it, I have given it up. That is what the bamboo is saying, the flute is saying. Tajo gav guna geha, I have given up my guna. Guna means janeu, that is the twice born thread. I have given up all that. When a person takes sannyas, he gives up his janeu. He gives up his janeu, he gives up his shikha, all these things.
रही हो ठाड़ी और हिम बरसा ऋतु, हिम ग्रीष्म ऋतु में एक तो मैं परिवार छोड़ी,
वन आई गेव अप माय फैमिली अटैचमेंट एवरीथिंग एंड अनदर आई हैव डन माय ऑस्टेरिटी स्टैंडिंग ऑन जस्ट वन फीट फेसिंग ऑल द हीट कोल्ड रेन्स everything, Krishma sab ritu, everything, all I have faced. You people are on 2 feet and you are more bothered about home and family and society in order to meet Krishna. You have so many hindrances, you have so many problems to meet Krishna. But for me it is not like that. I have gone through so many austerities, I have given up everything and everyone. Bamboo has only 1 feet anyway. So it is saying that I was standing on 1 feet.
तजो मूल शाखा सब, तजो मूल शाखा सुपत्र सब सोच सुखानी दे।
Meaning, I have given up my roots. I have given up my roots, my branches. I have given up my leaves, everything, the flute is saying. To make a flute, all these have to be cut off. Can anyone imagine to have their hands cut off, legs cut off, every part of their body cut off? But the bamboo has got everything cut off. So he's saying, I have given up, my roots were cut off, my branches, my leaves, everything was cut off. And then I have got dried up in the hot sun.
Agni salakat murin tanuman.
After this, what? In order to make holes in my chest, holes in me, where? In my chest. I was poked by fire like iron rod. And I did not cry with my body, I did not cry with my mind or even words. And in this way, 7 to 8 holes were made on my body. My body did not even turn or twist when this hole was made. How much austerities I have gone through, the flute is saying. So the Bansuri is saying, why do you keep calling me Bansuri, Banswali, etc., etc.? And you people keep blaming me, Tamo Guni Krodh. You too do such austerities like I did and take this right of Krishna's Adharamrit. What is the use of talking ill about me? You cannot move me out of my place by saying all this. I will not move from my place. It's my right. I will remain here only. In this way, Shyam Sundar is giving reply to the gopis by singing through the flute, as if the flute is giving reply to the gopis. The gopis say, to play the flute, Krishna has to bend himself in 3 places, and Krishna has to bend and bow down his head in order to play it, and Krishna has to massage it by his fingers in order to play it. Like this, the flute is making Krishna do so much seva to play on it. The flute thus makes Krishna dance and makes all of us also dance in madness. There are so many pads like this. Hari Suraji says, what qualities are there in this flute? No, there is no... What qualities are there in this flute? No, it is not the flute. The flute has taken shelter of your hands, Krishna. So all the qualities have come in it. One who is dharashrit, shelter of dhara, dhara means earth. Flute has taken born on earth. No? So one who is dharashrit has become adharashrit, has taken the shelter of adhar, lips. And Hari Surji says, it has broken all the treasure house of ras and still got the main ras of Krishna's lips. It is low born, still the most high born worships it. Why is this so? Hari Surji is saying in his pad, why is this so? And then he's replying, all this is the greatness of your Hasta Kamalashray. All this is the greatness of taking shelter of your lotus hands. So all the qualities have come in it. Hare Krishna Jai Srila Prabhupada.